depending on what measure you use, you can divide America into all kinds of categories. There's 82% who are urban dwellers, 27% who are under the age of 20. You can cut the pie in any number of ways, but some of those divisions carry more weight than others. Protesters with Occupy Wall Street chant, "We are the 99%. That's a reflection over their anger over the gap between the wealthy 1% and the rest of the country. But over the past couple of days, there's a new blog on the net that looks very similar to the 99% blog that popped up. It's called We Are the 53%, and its founders say that's a reference to the 53% of Americans who pay taxes. Joining us now, Joshua S. Trevino, Vice President of Communications at the Texas Public Policy Foundation and one of the co-founders of this We Are the 53% blog, also a former speech writer in President George W. Bush's administration, co-founder of RedState.com. Joshua, good morning.
Good morning, Celeste. How are you?
I'm doing well. Thanks for joining us. I understand that this new blog is meant to be a critique of the Occupy Wall Street movement. Explain what the message is behind the We Are the 53% blog.
Sure thing. So first and foremost, I have to say that the fellow who's actually running the 53% blog is a filmmaker out of Minnesota named Michael Wilson. So I want to give him all due credit for actually taking the idea to fruition and really making it big. The 53%, as you said, is a reference to the proportion of American households that actually pay the federal income tax. And really what the 53%ers are saying in response to the 93%ers is that the 99%ers is that there's a missing element in their critique. The 99% are very focused on critiquing the system and adopting sort of, what I think is fairly described as a bit of a victim mentality that drowns out a lot of their legitimate critiques of the intersection of government and business and a lot of the policies that have affected American lives, especially in the past few years. And the 53% are saying, hang on a second, there's another element to this that we need to really focus on, and that's the element of individual responsibility and the consequences of choice in life. And really what the 53% are hearkening back to is a very traditional view of the American dream.
All right, that's Joshua Trevino, who's one of the founders of this We Are the 53% blog. I should say this is not a protest movement or any. This is an online blog. Also with us from Manhattan Zuccotti Park this morning, one of the Occupy Wall Street protesters, Justin Stone Diaz. Good morning.
Good morning.
First of all, an update from you. We understand that the cleanup has been postponed. Does that mean the police presence is thinning out?
Oh, no. The police are here in droves, so it's a good thing. We need all the help we got. The park is completely full of people right now.
Well, let me ask you, Justin, I don't know if you heard Joshua, but maybe you could respond to his critique that Occupy Wall Street is a victim mentality.
Well, I can agree people can see that for sure. I can agree with that point. Beyond that, though, I really don't have much to say about the 53% besides the fact that most people down here at Wall Street are members of that 53% that he critiques. So I'm not really sure where this critique is coming from of what we're doing down here. We're doing the same things from what I can tell.
Okay, Josh, he makes a fair point. The 53% of Americans that pay taxes, many of them are on Wall Street protesting.
Well, indeed, that is in fact the case. But whether or not we're all doing the same thing, I would actually dispute that. The message of the 53 is really much more oriented toward this idea that individual choice is the primary driver in one's life, which, again, I would argue is the traditional American view of how life is lived. You don't see a lot of folks on the 53% side going out and complaining, for example, that their student loans are too much, which is a major theme from what we've seen of the Occupy movement.
Well, the 53%, as I say, includes a lot of these Wall Street protesters, but it sounds, Joshua, like you, the 53% blog has a lot of the same themes as the Tea Party: small government, fewer social programs, and no involvement or very limited involvement in American life and business.
Well, I think that's reading a bit too much into it. I mean, what you're really looking at, the difference between the 53 and the 99, I mean, these are not party platforms. So they're really philosophical statements and very broad philosophical statements about how American life and society should be pursued.
Okay, I'm sorry. Go ahead, Justin. What was your question?
Well, I'm just confused here that he's speaking of these differences between the groups and the differences in our messages, and I'm not really clear what messages he's referring to that we've made. the only message we've made is that we're down here at the park looking for people to dialogue about what's going on in society, which includes the 53%. So I'm really confused why he's saying there's a difference in our messages.
Well, let me just read something for you. That's Justin Stone Diaz. He's a protester who's at Occupy Wall Street in Zuccotti Park right now. And we're also speaking with Joshua Trevino, who's with this We Are the 53% blog. Justin, let me read you something that came from the inaugural post at this We Are the 53% site. It said, "I don't blame Wall Street. Suck it up, you whiners. I'm the 53% subsidizing you so you can hang out on Wall Street and complain."
We're not blaming Wall Street explicitly. The one reason we target that 1% is that they can cause the greatest change in our society. I mean, it's not that we're trying to single them out as bad people. If we can affect that 1% of people, we can change the whole society. They affect the rest of 99%. So that's really what we're trying to do. We're just trying to create a platform for people to have voices of dissent and be heard. We really don't have a message beyond that. That's where I'm confused about the way people sort of try and interpret what a Wall Street occupation means. There's no meaning behind it besides the fact that we're here to provide a voice to people who don't have a voice.
Hey, Joshua, who funds the Texas Public Policy Foundation?
We have a lot of different donors, but let me be very, very explicit. We're a 501c3. We're not a partisan organization, and PPF is actually not involved in the 53% blog at all. The funders of the 53% are whoever's invested in Tumblr. I have no idea who that is.
All right. Joshua Trevino is with the We Are the 53% bloggers and a former speechwriter.
One point to clarify something.
Sure.
They're talking about Occupy Wall Street as an organization. No, well, this is a political action. It's no more, no less. If people want to interpret it as a political movement, as a party, as an organization, they're free to do that. We're welcoming them coming down and talking to us. We've been inviting the Tea Party people, and we now invite the 53% people to come down and talk to us. That's why we're here. We want to hear what their suggestions are.
That's Justin Stone Diaz, a protester who is at Zuccotti Park in New York with the Occupy Wall Street protest. Joshua Trevino is vice president of communications at the Texas Public Policy Foundation, and he's one of the co-founders of this We Are the 53% blog, former speechwriter for President George W. Bush, and co-founder of RedState.com. Thanks to both of you.
Thanks a lot, guys. It was nice talking with both of you.
Whatever percentage you call yourself, we want to hear from you on where you fall out on these protests. Use a Takeaway iPhone app to take pictures or audio or video and then send it our way.
On Notes from America, we have conversations with people across the country about how we can truly become the nation that we claim to be. Each week, we talk about race, our politics, education, relationships, usually all of them, because everything's connected. And you, our listeners, are at the center of those conversations. I'm Kai Wright. Join me on Notes from America, wherever you get your podcasts.